You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast, part of the podcast network you know and love, called the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you for making us your first listen. We are free and streaming on all your favorite streaming services. I'm Paul Holden, bringing you your daily Rockies podcast. We're talking Rockies baseball every day here on the Locked On Rockies podcast, proudly brought to you by First Listen. Like I said, we are proud to be your first listen every day here at Locked On Rockies and on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you so much for your support and for tuning in. On today's episode, continuing to review our Rockies players, as on today's show, we're going to talk about John Gray. And not only are we going to review John Gray, I'm also going to continue to ask, why has he not re-signed with the Rockies yet? Is there more going on than we think? What is the status of John Gray coming back to the Rockies? Also, we're going to hear more from our insiders. Our Gordon Beckham's going to have a lot more to say about the American League Championship Series. So we are going to hear that. We're going to join in on that conversation with our Locked On MLB insider Gordon Beckham there, and hear more from that breakdown so we can get the inside scoop of all the great playoff action going on right now. And we're going to focus on the American League Championship Series preview because, hey, we had our insider on yesterday's show telling us about the preview for tonight's matchup between the Dodgers and the Giants. Maybe I should be talking more about the Dodgers and the Giants, but I don't know. Do I, as Rockies fans, do you need me to sit here and talk about the Padres and, or not the Padres? We're not talking about them. The Giants and the Dodgers. I don't know. I don't really want to. I don't necessarily know if that's what you all might want to hear. But folks, let's talk about John Gray. John Gray. This year, 1.3 wins above replacement, 8-12 win-loss record. We're on baseballreference.com, by the way. 4.59 ERA in 29 games this year. He also threw just under 150 innings. And John Gray has been a nice piece for this Rockies lineup for a bit. I am a John Gray fan. I've always liked his starts, and he has shown some really great signs of excellence. What I really, really like about John Gray is his ability to strike people out. This year, he not as high as he's seen in his past, but 157 strikeouts. When John Gray is on, when he's sharp, he is a hard hitter to hit. And that's what I really, really enjoy about his game here. He also, let up a little bit more with the long ball. That's one of the things that we talked about when we talked about Antonio Senzatella yesterday, is the long ball kind of bit the Rockies hard this year, a little bit harder than normal. So what do we like about John Gray? I like the fact that he is someone that's been here for a while, that's shown that he wants to be here. He wants to pitch here. And again, another example of a pitcher that is successful. And while he has kind of not been able to reach his highs that we've seen in 2019 here, his best season, arguably, he's still been a solid arm for this club, still been a solid impact, and I still think has lots of potential to be a consistent pitcher for the Rockies here. It's hard to believe that John Gray is already going to be 30 years old next year as well, as we've seen him be a part of this club since 2015. He's really been someone that that has shown again that you can pitch at Coors Field with some success, but you got to have his big benefit is that strikeout. John Gray, though, couldn't keep his control as well as he is used to, but he's kind of still floating around where he averaged in walks here, 56 walks in 2019, 2018, 52. But when you look at 2017 there, the 30 walk season, but not nearly as much of as many games as he pitched in this season and in 18 and 19 as well. So that is something you do have to be concerned with John Gray, but you're not asking John Gray to be your ace. And as much as that might have been a conversation when he was younger, is I feel like is John Gray elite conversation was one that was had on Rockies Twitter there for a little bit. I don't think you need to have that conversation anymore, because I don't necessarily think you're looking for elite, top of the rotation performance from John Gray. I just think you're looking for someone that can come in and set batters down, keep them off balance, and go after them with some aggression in terms of getting that strikeout as well, which, again, is something that John Gray is good at doing. A lot of teams would be happy to have the line that John Gray had this year. But, again, you got to limit those walks. You got to be careful of what that damage can be done due to those. And, of course, especially because he was giving up more of the long ball than normal this year. But, again, we saw that with a lot of Rockies pitchers. But not the worst home run season that he's seen, 27 home runs in 2018. But, you know, John Gray, like I said, just a solid arm. And when you have someone that just does have a passion for being a Rocky, for having a passion for Rockies baseball, and has been, someone that has been with this team through some highs and lows and has continued to express confidence in the team, you do like that. But you do have to start wondering what's going on now for what seemed like a really done deal for John Gray and the Rockies just hasn't come to fruition. I guess nothing was a done deal, I think, with any Rockies free agents. I guess that's not necessarily the best way to describe the situation with John Gray. He is just the one that has been that was on record out of all of the potential free agents of the Rockies that was the most outspoken about returning to the club. But talks seem to have quieted about that. But let's take a little bit more here into the player value pitching numbers from Baseball Reference. He does increase his runs allowed per nine. You kind of saw that trend in 2020 as well in the smaller sample size, so maybe that's part of that as well. I think what would be we have to see for this rotation and for John Gray if he remains with the club, what the next season looks like after that pandemic season. I think what the Rockies saw was a lot of their starters run out of gas there towards the end. And especially, no one really had a ton of stellar final starts. I mean, in John Gray's case, four innings, four runs, four or seven hits. He Senzatella didn't have a good really outing. It wasn't, the gas tank just ran empty for the Rockies. So I think with some of this stuff, maybe you might see some improvements here next year with a little bit more of that full season, a little bit more of that normalcy return. That's why when you look at some of the drop-offs in John Gray's numbers, allowing more runs per nine, but when you really compare it, though, not much of an increase over 2018 as well. So again, John Gray, right there, solid piece to add for the lineups and for the Rockies. I think it's someone that the Rockies have come to count on, and I think they really do want to get a deal done. But we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about maybe what's the keeping John Gray away from the Rockies here in just a moment. But let's give John Gray his, I know it's a little bit shorter than the other ones, cuz I just don't think John Gray necessarily did, he didn't hit the highs of the highs that we can see, but he wasn't a negative performer. He wasn't a detriment to the team. He was someone that I think a lot of teams would have loved to have for a trade deal there with the Rockies. I think a lot of people would have been happy to have John Gray and what he brings to their clubs in the postseason push, especially when you look at some of the starting pitching that was dealt during the deadline. So, all in all, I think John Gray gets a 3.5 out of 5. It's still right there in that. I don't think he was just average. I think he was above average. Obviously, he has a positive wins above replacement, but nothing too great there. But I do like the fact that he was able to get that 157 strikeouts and keep that streak alive of triple digits, mid triple digits, high triple digit strikeouts that we like to see from John Gray. It's and the taking 2020 out of there, John Gray has struck out at least 150 batters in his last three full seasons, and that is a great, great sign, and that's something you love to have as a tool and a weapon there at Coors Field. That, like I said, ERA a little high, but you know, not too bad in terms of the grand scheme of things. But John Gray definitely could have been better this year, but I'm not too disappointed with what may have been John Gray's final season in Colorado. But I hope it's not. I do hope the Rockies can get a deal done. John Gray, 3.5 out of 5, whatever units you want to quantify it as, that makes that more of a sound review or score for you there. But let's talk more about this contract situation with John Gray. But before we do that, got to tell you about our friends at rockauto.com. Folks, no more going to the store and looking at these limited options, having to deal with people just looking up things on the computer and on the internet for you. Skip the hassle, because you have access to rockauto.com right at your home or in your pocket, and you can get access to all the great products and availability in stock there at rockauto.com, and it'll save you time and money. So why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership when you can just head over to Rock Auto and take care of everything for yourself? It's a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and Rock Auto's prices are reliably low for every customer. Go explore the easy-to-use website today and find the solution for your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com. That's rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in there How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you. That's Locked On in there How Did You Hear About Us box at rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts. Yes, that's all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. So why have John Gray and the Rockies not come to a deal yet? I think John Gray must have just gotten to a point in the season and took a look, an honest look, and probably talked with Trevor Story and decided to at least explore and see what's going on. I did not expect at all that John Gray would not be the first contract that the Rockies handed out this offseason. There's not a lot of, there's some rumors and things are saying that there hasn't been a lot of recent progress talks with Gray and his representatives, according to reports, and he's looking out the long-term deal is what they're trying to work out there. And it's something that you have to, the only way John Gray comes back to the Rockies is it's something long-term, is if they're going to commit to him with a passion and with a commitment to him going forward. They have to really say that, hey, we really believe in you, and we really believe in what your possibility is going forward. And John Gray is banking on that, because that's how you're going to get the money. He needs that 4-year deal where he can really get actually his money and take care of take care of himself, take care of all of the eggs in his basket. So it's clear, though. I think that they're probably just trying to figure out some numbers, just take a little bit more time. I think John Gray just realized that he doesn't have to just jump into a deal, that there is, he can discuss and talk things with not only the Rockies, but at least explore. I mean, he has the opportunity to. You might as well at least take a look, take a listen, just to see. And just, he has to be curious what the market was like for him during the trade deadline, what teams were curious about him there, and what teams remain interested in him as well. There's plenty of teams that would like a pitcher that's looking for a 3-4 year deal that's going to provide you a good solid upside for the back part of your rotation. Not even the back part. I guess technically the back part, because you're looking at your three and beyond, most likely for John Gray, but still, I don't think there's necessarily a rush for John Gray to at least eliminate any chance of him seeing what the market is like, seeing what other possibilities are out there. Because if you're in John Gray's position, I think you have to look at that. I think you have to really consider what you're trying to do. Is it, do you want to, you got to at least see if there's a possibility for you to get paid and be on a team that that has a chance to do some winning, unless John Gray really buys in to more of the Rockies being closer to success than we think. But it's always the interesting thing I think of with athletes and when they go into that. I mean, 7 years, Colorado has been John Gray's home, and you know, getting to 30 with the family and all that stuff. How much do you want to change that? How big of a fact? When does the shift ever change for players? I know winning is always a big deal, but I don't think winning is always the number one focus for team or for players in certain situations and in certain parts of their life. I think deep down, obviously, every baseball player wants to win the World Series. There's no arguing there, but I think reality sets in for a lot of those players, and it might be for John Gray, where it's like, I got a good thing going. I got somewhere I'm comfortable. I got a team that likes me. I'm a veteran here. I have a presence. I have established myself. My family's established here. Why not keep it here? I think the deal's there. I'm a little worried, I would say, just because with how many talks, I just don't like hearing the lack of talks between front office and player, between the Rockies and these people. I think if you actually, if the Rockies actually were serious about Trevor Story, there'd be more talks, and they're just clearly not. So that's kind of what I compare it to. Story and Gray were the big free agents, obviously. Crone was one too, but doesn't have as much of that veteran presence with the club. So, Rockies fans haven't been around CJ Crone for 6-7 years like we have John Gray and Trevor Story. But I think a deal is going to be done. I think a 4-year deal is in the future here for John Gray, to get him a couple, a few million dollars as well. And the Rockies will pay they will pay John Gray a good amount, just because they want to keep that core rotation alive. It's what they think is the strongest, in my opinion, it's what they think is the strongest piece of the Rockies, and they're going to do what they can to keep that together. So that's kind of my thoughts on the John Gray situation here in Colorado, or in guards, I should say, to the Rockies and his free agent situation. Let's get ready to hear from our Locked On MLB insiders with Gordon Beckham. He's going to tell us about the ALCS getting ready to take off here. The Red Sox and the Astros matching up. Of course, the Giants and the Dodgers going head-to-head in a big Game 5 today as well. And, why not see what type of action you might be able to get on with all this baseball postseason action. And right as we head into tonight as well, you got Thursday Night Football, and BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. But hey, their updated site and interface with even more props and contests, they have stuff for baseball playoff action going on tonight as well. So if you want to get in on the betting action, head over to BetOnline, your number one spot, like I said, for all the pro and college football action this season. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Great night to sign up to receive that 50% welcome bonus with all the sports action going on here, football and baseball, hockey as well, if you're into that. And if you use the promo code Locked On, you're going to get that 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's promo code Locked On for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at Bet Online. From baseball, football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online, where the game starts. All right, I hope you all have been enjoying these inside scoops into the playoffs from Gordon Beckham and all of our Locked On MLB insiders. It's a really great look into, and you get a nice inside look of teams that we don't get to see all the time, especially in the American League. And we're going to hear more about the preview for the ALCS here right now.
What's up, everybody? I'm Daniela Bruce here with a Locked On Now Insider Report. Joining me is MLB Insider Gordon Beckham. Gordon, thank you for joining me. We have a lot to talk about today. We're going to kick things off with the Red Sox Astros. The ALCS is set. Game one on Friday. We've talked a lot about the Red Sox and their journey to this point. What has impressed you about the Astros and their journey to get here?
Yeah, the Astros have just been doing it pretty much all year. I mean, they started off a little slow, and then all of a sudden, middle of the summer, they just picked it up, and they haven't looked back since. They're really good. Obviously, they've got good pitching. They've got younger guys that are pitching, it seems like, and they also have a really potent offense. So they're a deadly combination. I really thought the White Sox were going to handle their business in that series, but the Astros have just shown that they're a better team. They played them really well in the regular season and then handled them in the postseason. So going in, they've got to have a lot of confidence the way that they're playing. So I think that they're trending in the right direction. They are going to be tough to beat.
Their offense was absolutely on fire today. And we know the Astros were accused of stealing signs at home, but does putting up 10 runs in their closeout game kind of eliminate that conversation?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, there's always going to be things said that might not be full truth or exactly what people are thinking in the clubhouse. But, you know, I mean, when people are having good at bats at home and then they're not on the road, you know, you have to like question that a little bit. But then when they come out there and score 10 runs a day, I mean, there's nothing that, you know, the White Sox or anybody can say. This is a good team. It doesn't really matter. You know, if they score 10 at home, 10 on the road, I've just noticed that they're a really good hitting team. They put up really good at bats. They're competitive. They don't give in. And when you have that kind of lineup, it's just really difficult to beat these guys. They're veterans. They have great at bats, and just the way they go about their business is impressive.
Gordon, we've talked about the importance of momentum, especially in postseason baseball. The Red Sox had some of that, but now they've had a few days off and they're going to have a couple more before Friday's game. Is this something that is going to help or hurt the Sox?
I don't think it's going to help, but I do think that both teams are trending in the right direction. So you've got two teams that are very confident in what they're doing, and the Red Sox have looked good. I mean, they beat a team that won over 100 games in a five-game series, and they didn't even take it to the fifth game. So, I mean, they look really good. They have momentum. Anytime you have, postseason baseball at Fenway Park, you know it's electric there. You know that they have that kind of awesome, you know, Boston mentality coming to the park every night. So they're trending in the right direction. They got to go to Houston and handle the boys down there before they can get back to Fenway. But it's going to be an impressive and exciting series. I'm super excited about watching this group.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be an interesting series. And we've talked about the Astros offense already, one of the best offenses in Major League Baseball this season. How are the Red Sox going to pitch against the Astros to have a successful series?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit, but I mean, biggest thing is like being able to hit your spots and throw your off speed for strikes. When you can do that, which the Astros pitchers have very good off speed. I mean, McCullers threw today, looked really good as he always has. But these guys, if they can throw their off speed for strikes, it really puts pressure on the offense to make good decisions. And when you have nasty stuff, it's hard to make good decisions when it's happening that like in the split second. So I think that the Red Sox pitchers just have to attack in the zone, but have to attack with off speed and be able to like add and subtract with that off speed, strike to ball, making sure that they're not leaving stuff in the middle of the plate, because Astros have just shown that if you leave stuff in the middle of the plate, they are going to hit it hard. And they showed that in the White Sox series. So got to hit your spots. That's the name of the game in the big leagues, but especially in the playoffs.
The Red Sox have been a great story this postseason, Gordon. It's been so fun to follow them, but now they face a 7-game series against the Astros. Just how much harder is it to hide your flaws in a 7-game series?
Yeah, everything kind of comes back to the surface when you play 7 games, because it's generally shows who is the better team. Obviously, people can get hot, but at the same time, 7 games – if you make a couple mistakes here, you've got a little more time to like make up for that, as opposed to a 5-game series, because you can really get behind the eight ball. But I think the Red Sox have got a real fighting chance in this series. I mean, they played in the AL East, which had 4 teams that were vying for playoff spots. So they were in it all year, and they kind of came out of the fire, and they still are riding that momentum from the 2 wins against the Yankees and then the Rays. So they're going to be a tough team to beat. It's going to be a really fun series to watch.
Yeah, it is. And I hear some positive things that you're saying about both of these teams. So make your pick right now. Who's winning the series?
God, I haven't even thought about it. So I'm just going to go what I think. I think the Astros look too good. They have the pitching. The pitching looked really good for them. But their at-bats are just really, really good. Their whole lineup from top to bottom is having great at-bats, and the Red Sox are too, but I think the Astros are going to win. I think they're going to win in five or six games. I'll give myself a little leeway.
All right, there you have it, everybody. MLB insider Gordon Beckham is picking the Astros in this one, and we will definitely be tuned in to this series as it moves forward. From insider analysis to local experts, check out your local Locked On podcast for more.
Well, I think a series that might not be the most popular for some baseball fans out there, the Red Sox and the Astros lining up should be a good one. These are two high-quality baseball teams with a lot to offer and a lot of great ball to be played. The Astros are definitely looking for this, revenge story, whatever you want to call it, the turnaround to try and maybe clear their name and do it the right way here as well. But they made a lot of great points there. I think one of the big things that I think is important, especially this time of year, those rest days can have a super, super big impact. As us Rockies fans know, the Red Sox and rest days, if too many rest days can be an issue, but you need the right amount of rest days to get in there and make sure that your team is ready to go for the long haul, because the playoffs, especially for pitchers in their arms, is a brutal one. But of course, it wouldn't be the Astros without any talk about, doing it the right way. But the White Sox, I can't remember who was making it. I know they mentioned it in there, but I always draw a blank. We'll see, but I don't know. That's just kind of continuing to stoke the flames of that fire, and hopefully there's no more scandals to be had with the Astros. But Gordon's got Houston going there with in games five, or five and six, between five and six games. He can't really be between five and six games. I gotta say, that's a strong pick. I think the Astros are a better team. I think the Astros have a lot of pieces there. But I wouldn't be surprised if this one goes seven. The Red Sox have proven to be a hard team to beat, and they've gone in with their backs against the wall here in the wild card game. They went into a game where they were considered serious, or a series where they were underdogs, and they really performed well, especially at home at Fenway. It's going to be a tough place to play for the Astros. I think it's going to go seven, but I think the Astros probably are heading to the World Series as well. Folks, maybe one day we'll be saying the Rockies are heading to the World Series. That's not happening this year, but we're going to be breaking things down all offseason long here on the Locked On Rockies podcast. Thank you so much for making us your first listen of the day. Now, go make Locked On MLB your second listen of the day, because it's free and streaming on all your favorite streaming services. Back in action tomorrow with more Locked On Rockies. We'll be reviewing more Rockies, getting a little more insight and more of a look at from the playoffs from our Locked On MLB insiders. And for more, keep it tuned to at LO Rockies on Twitter. You can follow us there. And make sure to follow all your favorite Colorado sports: Locked On Rockies, Locked On Avalanche, Locked On Nuggets, and Locked On Broncos. Folks, until next time, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.